Know your tools.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I took a class today. I took a class online, and it is not the normal type of thing that I would do. I'm the type of person that never reads directions, okay? When it comes, I want to figure out it out on my own, and when I get stuck, then I'll go back and I'll look at the directions. I may peruse if it's got really nice pictures. I may look at the pictures first. But for the most part, I don't read directions. I like to work my way through things in the dark. I don't know if it's a personality trait or cognitive behavior or what, but it is something that I do. That being the case, when it comes to software, I'm very similar. So I will get a new app or a new piece of software, and I want to try it out. I want to see how intuitive it is. I want to see how well I can figure it out on my own. Every once in a while, I come across a piece of software that I know can do more than what I'm using it for. And especially if you're paying for the darn thing, you should learn how to use it, especially if it's something you're going to be using on a daily or weekly basis. You should know how to use it from top to bottom. So I started working with a piece of software called Contact Mapping. And you can go look it up. It's at contactmapping.com. And this isn't a plug for the software. I'm not an affiliate for them or anything else. At least at this time, I'm not. I may be in the future because I enjoy the software. But I could tell while using it that I don't fully comprehend how to use it to its full extent. There's some pieces here I'm not quite understanding fully. I got most of it, but there was still a good 10% that I wasn't wrapping my head around. So I went and I took the beginning course, the course that you're supposed to take in the beginning, showing you how to use it, right? And I was so happy I did. It was so helpful to have somebody walk through step by step and show most of the stuff that I already knew, but realizing that I was using it right was good to see. And also hit that 10% of the area that I did not know existed, did not know quite how to run it, did not see it even on the screen to click on and so forth. So having gone through that, I can definitely say, I recommend you go back. Don't do this on everything. Don't waste your time on everything. You don't need to be learning how to use every piece of software, especially if you're a business owner, especially if you're running things. If it's not something that you're using daily, there's no reason to go back and do this type of thing. This is actually a piece of software that I wanted to learn how to use on a daily basis. For a lot of the work that I do, I need to be in constant contact with a lot of these people in my life, and this was a great way of going about doing it. And so I wanted to learn how to integrate this better. Either I need to learn how to work it or I need to quit paying for it, right? So that's what I went about doing. I recommend you do the same thing. Whatever it is, either quit paying for it, quit wasting your time with it, or learn how to become initially proficient in it, right? Just a quick little tip from me to you for whatever it's worth. If you want some more larger, broad-based strategies that you could use in your business, this is one of the things that I kind of deal with being a business investor. So go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Come on back. Love to have some more conversations. What about you? Are you the type of person that reads directions or not? Leave a comment down below. I'd love to hear what you think about this topic. But we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.